From Tradio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is the Daily Breakfast. It is Star Wars week here on the Daily Breakfast. Of course, it's the week of the premiere of Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi. I was very fortunate to see the movie at its premiere in the Netherlands on Monday, but just in the recent days, more and more of my friends have been able to enjoy this new installment in the Star Wars saga. Now, this is also still a spoiler-free week. It's a secret code among Jedi apprentices that we don't talk spoilers in the first week. We definitely want to let everyone experience the movie by themselves for the first time. But what I can do is talk about classic Star Wars themes that you may want to look for whether you're going to see the movie for the first time or for the second time or for the third time. These are classic themes that make Star Wars, Star Wars. And I've listed 10 of them. And in this first episode, I'm going to give you the first five. Number one, size matters not. Remember, this was one of the important lessons that Yoda taught Luke during his training on Dagobah, when Luke wants to lift or needs to lift his X-Wing fighter out of the swamp. And then he says, it's too big, I can't do it. And Yoda says, well, judge me by my size. Don't do that. Size matters not. And this is a classic fundamental theme in the storytelling of Star Wars. Think about young Anakin Skywalker, this little boy on this remote desert planet who wins from Sebulba, one of the most fearsome pod racers in the universe, well, at least on Tatooine. But he ends up winning that race. And then this tiny little boy also, at the end of the movie, destroys one of those blockade ships that hover above Naboo. Size matters not. What matters is that you open yourself to a strength or to the Force in Star Wars, because the Force will make you strong, even though you may be small in numbers or in size. Think about farm boy Luke Skywalker. Again, remote planet. He's just a farm boy. And yet, in his tiny little X-Wing fighter, he manages to destroy this giant planet-sized Death Star. Think about Orphan Rey on this junk planet. She turns into a powerful force, lightsaber wielding force user. Size matters not. Think about the small group of rebels versus the powerful Empire with the Star Destroyers and everything. The New Order versus the tiny Resistance. David versus Goliath, that's a classic biblical story that conveys the same idea that ultimately size matters not. It depends on if you open yourself to a strength that will make you strong. The second classic Star Wars theme in every Star Wars story, this needs to be part of the storytelling, otherwise it's not Star Wars. It's dark versus light, good versus evil. The dark side of the Force versus the light side. What is the difference? Well, of course, one is bad and the other one is good. So there seems to be kind of a moral preference, at least on behalf of the storytellers, for the light side of the Force. But what the true difference is, the dark side uses people and loves power, whereas the light side uses power, uses the Force, and loves people. And not just people, but basically any creature, anything living in the universe. So again, the dark side uses people, loves power. The light side loves people and uses power. And that is the classic opposition that you find almost in every single conflict between the dark side and the light side. The dark side uses people as almost as technology. Think of Anakin Skywalker, who turns into this almost robotic Darth Vader. The Emperor is using Anakin not as a person who has a free will, but as part of a machine. And if it's broken, then it needs to be destroyed, right? If you're no longer useful, then you have no value and you should be eradicated. That is why there can only be one supreme leader, you know, one emperor. Yes, the emperor may have an apprentice, but as if the apprentice starts to grow stronger, then at one point he will have to kill the emperor because there's opposition. There is it's also the dark side is always alone, whereas the light side is always about family, about this connection. It's not about the machine. It's about this living, breathing connection between not just people, but between people and animals and creatures and porgs, and also ultimately between anything in the universe. The force binds together. The dark side splits, destroys, separates, and isolates. The third classic Star Wars theme: humanity versus the machine. Again, this linked to this previous theme, but you see this all the time in the classics movies. Think of the Ewoks versus the AT-STs. It's this primitive people or a group of small creatures, but they win from this technology. You see it in the fight between the Gungans and these tanks on the grassy fields of Naboo. Gungans versus technology, nature, creatures that live close to nature versus technology. This is a classic thing, not just in George Lucas's stories. You also see this in The Lord of the Rings, for instance. You see this in the technology versus these simple hobbits that live close to nature versus the elves, etc. Then there is friendship versus the chain of command. This is not a new theme. This is part of humanity versus the machine. On the side of the rebels or the resistance, it's all about friendship. It's all about, you know, even if you're small in numbers, the friendship makes you strong. Whereas in the Empire, that's a machine. The New Order is a machine where you are not a person. You don't have a free will. No, there's just a chain of command. You do what I say. And if you don't do that, you're broken and you need to be eliminated. Darth Vader does it all the time. You know, he replaces his commanders because they're broken. They don't obey the chain of command, and then that breaks the machine. The fourth classic Star Wars theme: lies versus truth. The dark side lies. The light side shows you the truth and reveals the truth, not just about the way things are supposed to be, but also the truth about yourself. And so this goes back to the earliest biblical story that we have, the story of Genesis, where the devil presents himself as a lying snake. You know, it's this creature that slithers and that twists and turns everything into a lie. And the biggest lie, the most important lie, is if you step away from God, who is your source, who is your family, is your father, if you step away from him, if you renounce him, you will become his equal. You will be just as powerful as him. It's basically what the dark side does every time in Star Wars. It is, you know, join me, together we will rule the universe. But it's a lie, because you join because you become a tool. You lose your free will. You become a slave. Anakin Skywalker becomes the slave of the Emperor. Darth Vader is a slave. And the truth about who you are ultimately has to be revealed. That's why there are many moments of unmasking where people take off their mask and face themselves. It's what Darth Vader says. You know, at the end, when he has converted to the light side, he says, "Take off this mask, Luke. I want to see you with my own eyes." And then Luke sees the true father that he always saw kind of underneath all those lies, all that darkness. And so lies versus truth, truth versus lies. Classic Star Wars. It will definitely be in every Star Wars story that we've already seen and that we are still going to see. And then the final fifth classic Star Wars element is the element of transformation. It's what makes every story a good story, if it goes from one place to another place, when something changes. But in Star Wars, change is often symbolized. And they do that with light, with music, with locations. And for instance, think of water. Water is is a symbol of baptism. Baptism itself signifies change. You wash off your older self and you become a new person. There are many water sequences where the heroes will go underwater, and then when they emerge, that's a new phase. That's change. That is a new step in their development. So water, look for water. Storm. Storm means change is coming. The weather is changing. Your life is about to change. Look at storms. Fire. Fire has two related meanings. It's both destruction. It is, let's burn what has to go away. Like Vader's corpse, for instance, is burnt. But it's basically his mask and his robes and everything. The machine is burnt because that's the end of that slavery. Fire is also purification. Fire can purify metal. So fire can also be something that you have to go through in order to change, in order to be renewed. So fire as a symbol of purification and change. And then finally, you've got the removal of obstacles. Let's say a shield around a Death Star, around a Star Destroyer. A shield blocks the future. It is between you. And also masks in a certain way and costumes can be something that blocks your future. It can also be a wall, defense wall, turrets that fire at you. All these obstacles are a sign that there is something between you and the future. And when those obstacles are destroyed, you know that the future is open again. Those are five classic themes that you see in every single Star Wars movie. In the next episode of the Daily Breakfast, I've got another five. And if you keep those 10 themes in mind when you go watch The Last Jedi, be it for the first time, for the second time, or the third time, I think you will enjoy it even more as classic Star Wars. I'm Father Roderick. Thanks for watching. Thanks for my patrons over at patreon.com/FatherRoderick. And if you go to tridio.com, you can find all the previous and future episodes of this show. Talk to you later. God bless, and may the Force be with you.